guys can be seated. Well, good morning, church. Seems like every time it's my turn to deliver God's word, he always has me walk in what I'm going to say, so it's always authentic and real. And I appreciate him for that, but sometimes it's a little bit daunting. But in the end, it's always worth it because it's for him, and I thank him for it. So we're going to jump right into it. We're going to start with 2 Peter 3:8-9. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Isaiah 60:22 says, a little one shall become 1,000, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Jeremiah 29:11-12 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. So today's message is about being in place, letting God use you. Now, what exactly does that mean? For starters, all of you are seated in the house of the Lord today, so you are in this place. Amen. Whether you came seeking God, or a word of encouragement, or even just a spiritual recharge, you are all in this place right here, right now, today. Minister Eric preached on last week about anywhere but here. And it's funny because today I'm talking about being in place. So if you don't want to be there, you got to be somewhere. Why not be right here where God wants you to be? So today we're going to discuss how being in place is threefold. We must be in place for God. You also have to be in place for yourself. And then with that, you can be in place for others. Starting off with being in place for God. God always wants the best for you and will bless you in ways that seem impossible in the natural, but very possible in the supernatural. Amen. You must seek him daily, and it goes beyond prayer and meditation. It's a dialogue between you and him. You got to have a relationship with him as if he's your friend, because he most certainly is. Sometimes you cry out to him when things are a little bit more than you can handle. Sometimes you laugh with him when he puts a smile on your face or does something that's, you know, of him and only him. And sometimes you get serious with him when it's a pressing need or a situation that you're in. All in all, he is there. He listens. He is always working for your good. But in return, he will place you where you need to be to carry out his needs as well. That goes hand in hand with being in place for yourself. God can't use you if you don't let him, or if you yourself simply don't want to use you. In this day and age, there are many vices and distractions that deter you away from God, even from your true self. It's easy to find yourself spiraling down rabbit holes of endless drama, trials, tribulations, getting caught up in the world, and just completely forgetting who you are, where you're from, and where you're trying to go. But amid all those things occurring, God will still provide a way of escape for you. And he will use you in your mess to remind you that you are more than a conqueror in him. And you still have an opportunity to be the person that you should be. Self-preservation is key, folks. You got to preserve yourself. You can't be in place for God or other people, making sure you're straight, without making sure that I got it, I'm good to go. And then you got to allow him to lead your life. It's also a balancing act. You can't be completely giving yourself away to others, and on the other hand, completely keeping all God's blessing to yourself. You got to find balance in both. And he provides that always. And that all wraps up in with being in place for others. Now, after being in place for yourself and then being in place for God, he most times uses you by having you be in place for his people. Sometimes his family, sometimes his coworkers, sometimes it's a complete stranger. But most times it's just a person who needs someone to vent to, for you to provide a listening ear without judgment. You never know how blessed you are until you hear from someone else how much they are enduring and what their current situation is. It humbles you quickly.
Amen.
When God's light shines upon you, it attracts people from all walks of life, from those who've accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior and can testify to his goodness, to those people who have a curiosity of, man, you don't look like what you've been through, and how can I experience the exact same thing? That's God using you to draw more souls to him, and doing so in ways that are simply right place, right time. Plus, God is always and forever an on-time God. So when God is using you, most times a lot of us, we're at work more than we're at home unless we're retired. So most times he will use you in the workplace because we're here once a week. Most of us are at work 5 days a week. I'm at work until they tell me I can go home. But for the most part, while you're doing what you're doing, God is always working. You pray daily, you ask for things, you have a dialogue with him. He's always listening. And you never know how you can impact somebody by saying hello, smiling, waving, or for me, just a simple head nod. Like, the simplest gestures go a long way because we all are always enduring so much, especially those folks who don't believe or who are seeking Christ. They endure more than you can ever imagine because they have nothing to turn to but their own self-vices. It's like, well, things are going hard. I'm going to go ahead and smoke this. I'm going to go ahead and drink this because I don't know. I don't have a positive or great outlet to release this energy or this thing that is holding me back. That's where we all come into place. They run to people like us where it's like, I don't know why I just felt like I just had to have a conversation with you. Or they'll sit down and you'll just say hello. And literally, they'll give you the whole life story. They'll just start talking. And most times when that occurs, especially for me, I always say, God, give me the words to speak to them because I don't want to tell them something that's going to deter them or discourage them. And if they're talking to me, obviously it's something that you are placing upon me for them to see you. So I always ask for God for a favor. And every day I pray that he uses me mightily because in my line of work, I come across people from all walks of life every single day, all across the country. And we are very, very peculiar people, especially now after COVID. The world is weird. It's very, very weird. You come across people who literally just sometimes they just want you to sit back and listen because they are in a position or a place that they've never been before, or they're caught up in something that they didn't see themselves being in. I came across a young woman on my job. She was traveling back home and she was crying. She was in tears. She didn't know what to do. And I came across her and I was like, is there any way I can help you? And she just was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And I'm like, you can't do what? What's going on? So in that moment, I told her, come talk with me in the cafe car. So we're sitting there, I listened to her talk, and I was able to give her the words that God placed upon me to give to her because that was the first time that life itself had really showed her you're not a kid anymore. And you think you're grown, but you are not quite there yet where you can withstand all that this world has in store for you, especially the negative stuff. So just to come across somebody like me where I'm just giving her the advice she needs, like, hey, this is the first time you've fallen down. You're going to fall down to the day you die. But you got to get up. You got to keep walking, because every day that you're here is another day to keep going in whatever it is that you're seeking. And God has a plan for you. You just got to keep on going until he gives it to you, and then you walk in it. And she received it, and she understood it. And I was blessed for that, because that particular morning, I didn't want to talk to nobody. I didn't want to see nobody. I was just like, I'm trying to get home. I'm trying to get home. But God always uses you when you're at your lowest to get people to where they need to be, and that re-energizes you.
Amen.
Also, when it comes to being in place, you also sometimes got to stand in the gap for those that want to believe but aren't sure, especially your family and friends, because they'll be quick to say, man, I knew you when you weren't swear, or then you used to, hey, we used to, and it's like, yeah, those are key words. They're past tense. That's what it used to be. It's not right now. And at the same time, it's like Mother Scott said it perfectly. Whenever somebody's pointing a finger at you, it's always three pointing back at them. You got to check yourself before you check anybody else. And God always makes it so that when you want to do for him, when you want to stand for him, he gives you what you need. It's not a daunting, hard, I'm thinking too much. It's always really easy, and he always lines it up where all you got to do is just walk. Like, it's like driving. All the lights are green. You don't have to slow down. Just go. And if you're like me, sometimes you're going to use that 5 mile an hour and over, maybe sometimes 10. But regardless, God always sets it up for you to make it so that you are doing his will, and he's blessed you right back in return. And it's an action. You got to take action. You can't just talk it, but you got to walk in it. You got to believe in it. You got to go on faith. Nowadays, because of the events that have happened in the past couple of years, a lot more people are drawn to Christ, and they have a lot more access. I mean, we have social media. They have more access that we have today than was, you know, years ago. But still, a lot of people don't believe it, because everybody has a perspective on what they think it is to follow Christ and to be with Christ. And for us to be in place, we are perfect examples of, hey, I used to be where you're at, or I am where you are. And what I'm coming to you and telling you isn't something that, you know, was told to me. This is something that I've experienced.
Amen.
And a lot of people see with their natural eyes. But man, hey, I do remember you when you used to, and now you are, so how can I? It's easy. Said and done. You got to, first and foremost, change some things within yourself. You got to give up some things. You got to sacrifice some things that are holding you back, some things that are deterring you from being your complete self. God is always there. He's always been there. He's going to use you mightily. But you got to allow him to. You got to open yourself up in ways that you don't open yourself up to no one else. And that's okay, because that's what he wants.
Amen.
Like I said, he's a friend, but he's like your best friend. He's like, you know, you're going through something, you're sitting there, you're talking out loud, you're talking to yourself, but in reality, you're really talking to him. You're talking out loud those things that are pressing you, that are on your mind, that are holding you down, because it's real. Like, yeah, we are in this world, but we're not of it. We have to operate in it, but we operate under a higher power, and that's God. And in order for us to be reminded of that daily, things happen to get you back to square one, because we do lose track. We aren't perfect, you know. And the good thing about that is you're always not too far to come back to Christ. If you were deeply with Christ, but you took a step away, because the grass looked a little greener on the other side, it looked a little better over there. It's like, nah, I don't want to go to church today. Nah, I don't want to read today. I don't need to pray. He know me. I'm good. Yeah, okay. Something comes up, and you're quick to fall on your knees and say, oh, God, please. And with that always gets you back to square one, because that's that reverential fear that, you know, I'm never too far away from God. All of us are never too far away from God. And being in place is one of those things where once you become a Christian, once you truly give your life to the Lord, and once you truly have a relationship with him, you're going to attract people and from all walks of life. And they're going to have different energies with them. And that's when you ask God for discernment to, yes, I want to listen and I want to be an opening vessel. And I do want to get feedback if they want it, but I don't want to take on all of their energy, because when people portray their energy upon you, especially if it's negative, it's like a battery. I am draining myself to fill you up. But what you're giving me is emptying me. So now I'm taking on what you feel. You're good to go. You're on your way. And all of a sudden, I'm like, man, why am I so mad? What happened? You got to use the Lord's discernment on whenever you're talking to someone and they really need to hear a word. Because some people truly need it, and some people just, man, that sounded real good. That was a beautiful, inspirational talk. I'm going to go this way. I already made my mind up, but you sounded amazing. And you just, you killed like 10 minutes, and I thank you for it. And that's a real thing. And, you know, you got to be honest with yourself and honest with God that, you know, whenever you are doing his work, it's like, okay, Lord, is this of you or is this me? Because it's easy to get the two misconstrued. But the difference is how you know it's of God. It's easy. It's straightforward. There's no gray area. It's either this or that. And he makes it so simple. It's almost like me talking to you. And I thank God for that so much, because a lot of times when I am out and about working or with family or friends, he always places somebody across my path. And he does it to all of us, where if you're thinking about somebody, that's God's way of telling you, text them, call them, check on them, just say hi. Because they might not necessarily need something pressing, but it's a reason why he placed them across you. And literally in the past couple of months, because of the type of work I do and how I'm always rarely not available, I got lost. And hindsight, I got lost in my work as far as just, I got stuck in the routine. I stick to the routine. I do the routine. My best friend had called me. She was like, hey, are you alive? I said, yeah, I'm good. She was like, well, her husband, my goddaughters, like, we would like to see you. It's been a couple of months. I'm like, oh man, it has. Time just went right by. And then like really one after another, my other best friend, me and him, we went to the game in Baltimore 2 weeks ago. We lost. It's okay. But it was after the game on the ride driving back, he was like, hey, I need to talk to you. I just need somebody to listen. And it was blessed, because we were able to talk to each other in ways that he needed to just have someone listen, because he was outpouring to everybody, being a listening ear to them, but no one was listening to him. And we're human. It's really easy to be there for others, like you said, be in place for others, but we all need somebody to be in place for us, because we go through stuff, things happen. You know, so it's always, I thank God so much for the fact that he always gives you what you need. Like, you do his work and he'll give you what you need. No question about it. And then here recently, I've just been like, anytime somebody's on my mind, I text them, I call them. Like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? And, you know, like, hey, I really need to talk. Okay, I'm here to listen. And then in return, I'm able to do the same thing for them as, hey, I need to talk as well. And God places those people in your life to be in place for you as you are in place for him. We are all here today in this sanctuary. We are all in place for God, but we're also all in place for each other. Our pastors are always in place for us. It's Pastor Appreciation Month, and I'm thankful that you guys are always in place, especially these guys over here. But it's always blessed that whenever you think it's too much or too hard to bear, God always provides that way of, not yet. There's a silver lining in all trials, tribulations. You just got to seek it, find it, hold on to it, get through it. Lastly, it's this quote that I heard a while ago, and I keep it above my mirror, and it's simply put, if you can give it up, you can have it all. If you can give it up, you can have it all. In a biblical sense, if you can give up those things that hold you in bondage, and limit you from reaching your full potential, then watch God bless you in ways you couldn't imagine. And that's it. Amen.